Good evening, friends. Good Friday is something that is better felt and experienced than it is explained. But for the next few minutes, we will reflect on what God has done for us on this day. Our service this evening is guided by the Gospel of John. The words that John wrote down after watching Jesus of Nazareth die on a Roman cross 2,000 years ago. As we listen into John in the next few minutes, you'll notice that one of the words that stuck in John's mind as he left the cross that day was the word finished. Two times in our passage, we see this word finished. In fact, it's the very last word that Jesus speaks before he gives up his breath. But when Jesus says, "It is finished," what exactly does he mean? What is finished? On Good Friday, what exactly is coming to an end? Well, from our vantage point, in our perspective, one thing that ends on Good Friday is what some have called sentimentality. We've used this word before. Sentimentality is an overemphasis upon human innocence. It's this tendency that we have, particularly in America, to gloss over the evil and darkness of our world. But then Good Friday happens. In a matter of hours, we see Judas betraying Jesus, Peter denying Jesus, the soldiers mocking Jesus. And it would be nice to think it's just them. But then eventually all of us together, the whole crowd joins in on the madness and cries out together, "Crucify him, crucify him." After World War II ended, the poet W.H. Auden wrote these words. He reflected back on the war and the peacetime. He said, "More than ever, life out there is now goodly and miraculous and lovable. But we shan't, not since Stalin and Hitler, trust ourselves ever again. We know that subjectively all is possible." And friends, Good Friday shows us that subjectively all is possible, that left to ourselves, all is possible, not just for Judas, Peter, and Pilate, but for all of us. Sentimentality about our world and our hearts crashes hard on Good Friday. It's finished. The second thing that ends on Good Friday is self-help. More and more, we live in an age and a city of self-help. Diet, exercise, technology, life hacks. We are more and more optimistic about our own ability to turn our lives around. But then Good Friday happens. The author Fleming Rutledge has said that the American gospel is essentially this, that God helps those who help themselves. Friends, that might be the American gospel, but it is not the Christian one. The Apostle Paul says the good news of Christianity is that while we were still helpless, Christ died for the ungodly. Christ does not die for those who help themselves. He dies for those who cannot help themselves. And Good Friday shows us that when it comes to salvation, there's no room for self-help. We do not meet God halfway. We are helpless to save ourselves. So, sentimentality, self-help, they're finished on Good Friday. What else is finished? A couple months ago, I was on a plane ride across the country, and I decided to watch the movie Alien, the 1979 Ridley Scott sci-fi classic. It's a gruesome movie, but this is a gruesome day. And early on in the movie, an astronaut goes out to explore an unknown planet where he is attacked and invaded by an alien life force. And the other astronauts and scientists are forced to make a hard decision. That decision is whether or not to let the astronaut back on board the shuttle, not knowing what it is that now lives inside this man. But they decide to let him on the ship. And the second that they do, it becomes very clear they made a horrible mistake. It becomes very clear this alien will grow more and more powerful, and unless there's a miracle, everyone on board the shuttle will die. Either the alien will be finished or else the crew will be finished, but someone is going to be finished. Well, in Genesis 3, the Bible introduces us to a foreign invader, and that foreign invader is known as Satan. He takes up residence in the good world that God has made, and it's clear from the opening pages of Scripture that Satan has come to do battle with God. He's come to do battle, and there's going to be a judgment day. There's going to be a judgment day in which either God or Satan will win. And that's why days before Jesus goes to the cross, he looks out at the crowds and he says, "Now is the judgment of the world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out." And friends, these words from Jesus himself turn the cross into a battlefield. The cross is a revolution, is a takeover in which the false ruler of this world is cast out and the true king resumes his rightful throne. Friends, on the cross, God deals a decisive blow to Satan. And he does this by dealing a decisive blow to sin, which is one of the only weapons that Satan has. See, friends, on the cross, sin finally is finished. How does it happen? If you watch a soccer game, you often see players swap jerseys after the match. And something similar happens on the cross. A great swap takes place, in which Jesus takes on the guilt of our sins and we take on the blank slate of his righteousness. Friends, because of the cross, God no longer counts your sin and my sins against you. He just doesn't. The scorebook is thrown out. We are tried and found not guilty. Friends, make no mistake, as surely as the sun is falling outside, and as surely as the lights in our space are dimmed, and as surely as this communion chalice is covered in a black shroud, Good Friday is dark. There's absolutely no room for sentimentality or self-help on this day. Not on a day in which, in the middle of the afternoon, the whole sky went black as God himself, Jesus Christ, was plunged into the darkness of our sin. Good Friday is dark, but it is also good. It is good because the ruler of this world has been cast out. The crucified king is taking back his throne, and our sins no longer have the last word on us. God does, and he says it is finished. Thanks be to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these hours in which we do remember your son being plunged into darkness. May we plunge into the depths with us so we might rise again to new life. We praise things in your son's name. Amen.